Coming up on 19 after the hour, talk radio about 70 KBI. Senator John Braun, State Senator, 20th District. Republican is now with us. He recently put out a report. In fact, I think it was yesterday, a report on the impact of the COVID-19 on long-term care facilities in the state of Washington and why they weren't a priority. And Senator, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I got to tell you, Senator, knowing what we know about the coronavirus, and I've been doing a lot of reading on this last couple of months since it became an issue, we know that the elderly and we know that those with compromised immune systems and health systems are particularly vulnerable, and it strikes me they should be a priority, but according to your report, apparently in the state of Washington, they're not.
What's up? It's really a surprise. I think it's not common knowledge, at least broadly know. You know, half of our COVID-related deaths are folks over 80 or 81, I think, and then like 90% of the mortalities are over 60. We know a high percentage, and I lay it out in the paper, a high percentage are happening at long-term care facilities, and we are frankly falling short. If you compare what we're seeing here in Washington to our neighbors to the north and the south, we are having enormously higher death rates in our long-term care facilities and these other folks. And then when you dig into it and you see what kind of things we are not doing, it's really kind of startling.
Yeah, it struck me as I read through the report. One thing you noted was that in terms of PPE, personal protection equipment, we know how many masks and how many gloves and other materials have been supplied to our state prisons, but no one knows how much has been distributed to any long-term care facilities in this state. And it would strike me again, they're the most vulnerable, much more vulnerable than the people in prison, yet somehow we have no idea how much protective equipment we've passed on.
That's right. I mean, one of the things I highlight and recommend is we do a better job just frankly keeping track of the data with regard to our long-term care facilities for our seniors and knowing things like, you know, what is their current status on PPE, how much PPE we've sent their way, what is their shortfalls. It's surprising, and the state's not reporting on it. There are a few counties that are reporting on the numbers of deaths in these facilities, but it's surprising, and frankly we're setting a lower bar than states to the north and south and throughout the country.
You note in the report that one of the questions is testing, that once someone is shown positive for COVID-19 in a long-term care facility or nursing home or assisted living facility, that it's very hard, difficult, if not impossible, to get everybody else in the facility tested, so you get a sense of how far it's spread. With all these tests we've got, you would think that would be a priority as well, find out how it's spread, who else is vulnerable, and take care of them.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got to, admittedly, testing has been a challenge in our state and around the country, but we've now done over 200,000 tests in the state of Washington, knowing that, you know, 60% of our fatalities are happening in these facilities, knowing how easy it is to get a person who has maybe other health infirmities infected and they're put at mortal risk, you'd think they would be prioritized, but the data shows it's not. It's been enormously hard for folks to get testing into these facilities and make sure that we are detecting the virus soon and keeping these folks safe.
We're talking with State Senator John Braun from the 20th District. He should report yesterday on the impact of COVID-19 on our long-term care facilities in the state and how the state so far has been failing in the response there. You mentioned, for instance, one thing, and I have a relative in a long-term care facility, so I'm somewhat familiar with the mechanics, how it operates. You mentioned that, for instance, no staff should be allowed to work at any more one long-term care facility. A lot of staff members do rotate, and that means they come into contact with more patients and more residents of these long-term care facilities over time, and that could act as a carrier.
That's true, and it's been true for a while that many of these professionals, they hold more than one position at multiple facilities. We have a shortage of care providers. That's all true, but in a time like this, when we know that folks can be infected, they can be asymptomatic, and they could be carrying this from one facility to the other, we got to find a way. Seems like a reasonable, priority to say let's find a way to both not make it so folks don't work in multiple facilities, and we limit the ability of of transmission of the disease. Just like, I mean, why is this different? If we're going to tell everyone in the state of Washington they got to stay home and stay healthy, why are we not taking equal, reasonable precautions and keep folks working in one facility? And if it's about, you know, their livelihood, the state should step in and make sure they're kept whole so they can feed their family. But we need to keep this very vulnerable population safe. And this is a very simple, straightforward way to do it and improve it.
In your report, you mentioned that a patient in a long-term care facility is, as of today or as of yesterday, almost 300 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than any other resident, any other subset of the population. That's an incredibly higher risk for these people, 300 times.
That's right. And again, this is just data, right? And we keep hearing that we're going to rely on data and science. Why on earth are we not tracking this at the state level? Why on earth, if we know this, and it's just math, it's not hard to figure out, if we know this, why are we not prioritizing our efforts to keep these truly vulnerable people safe? This makes no sense to me. We can't continue to say we're relying on science, we're relying on data, and yet ignore these numbers.
Yeah, there are a lot of us wondering what science and what data, because we keep hearing the science and the data, and yet we haven't found it yet. So maybe it's in the closet with the secret sauce. And when you find it, please let us know, because you've got solid numbers here. And I've been, on a daily basis, I go through the numbers, Department of Health website and other numbers just for my job. And it's pretty apparent that if you're over 80, you're at great risk. If you're in a long-term care assisted living facility, you're at higher risk than kids in school or construction workers on the job or people in an office. And it just strikes me that you should focus resources on the most vulnerable rather than put everyone under some draconian one-size-fits-all rule. You spread your resources to the most vulnerable, dealing with them, and then anything left over can deal with elsewhere, but you take care of the most vulnerable first, and it doesn't seem to me we've been doing that.
I come to the same conclusion. I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there that is opposed to you and using data and science to find the right answer, but it seems that some of the, you know, data and science is just getting ignored. And the challenge there is we are using resources to help protect folks that the simple precautions could protect, and we are not prioritizing folks that are in, frankly, mortal danger. And I think that, you know, as we go through, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, it was reasonable to say there's a lot we don't know about this. We are now well into this thing. We have a lot of data. Certainly there's things we don't know, but there's a whole bunch we do know. Yeah. And one of the things we know very, very clearly is the folks in long-term care are at a much, much higher risk than everybody else. And we ought to be prioritizing protecting these folks.
Is there a place where people could access this report? When you have this paper you've written, is it available on your website or somewhere that folks could read it?
Yeah, you bet. So if you just Google my name, John Braun, State Senate, my legislative site will come up. And right at the header there, there's a button. It's called Economic Sense. And it's just a series of papers I put out over my legislative career. This is the 29th edition, and it's that simple to get to.
Okay. Because folks should read this. Be aware that the long-term care industry has been pleading with the governor and others and making this case. And if you have relatives in a long-term care facility or assisted living facility over the age of 60, especially over the age of 80, they're at risk. And some pressure's got to be put on the governor and the state to prioritize these people. This is the most vulnerable population. This is the target of COVID-19, and they should be receiving the assistance, help they need to survive. And Senator Braun's brought this to public eye. Hopefully it'll get some attention, Senator, and some people will be listening down Olympia and deal with this. And listen, thank you for this, because it's something I've suspected for a long time. It's got to get out in the public, and I thank you for making it that way, and I hope it brings some changes in how we protect our people.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, Senator. We'll talk again soon, and thanks for all you do down there, and keep it up.